Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Randy Chastain and science made the sports bra famous. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Do you believe the sports bra has a Wikipedia page? It does, and features the Cal women's soccer star who pulled off her game jersey and celebrated a World Cup title in her sports bra. In 1999, at the FIFA Women's World Cup final, after scoring the fifth kick in the penalty shootout to give the U.S. the win over China, Chastain spontaneously pulled off her jersey and fell to her knees amidst cheers and gasps. The image is an iconic photo of Brandy toasting her team's soccer victory, the first time an international women's team athlete had shown her sports bra. The first general exercise bra had nicknames after being invented in 1977 by Lisa Landahl and theater costume designer Polly Smith with the help of Smith's assistant Hinda Schreiber. They complained about their painful experience exercising in ordinary bras, having to deal with runaway straps, chafing, and sore breasts. Lindell and Smith actually sewed two jock straps together and nicknamed it the Jock Bra. It was later renamed the Jog Bra. One of their original jog bras is bronze and on display near the costume shop of their local theater. Two others are housed by the Smithsonian and the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art. In 1990, Playtex purchased Jog Bra from Lindell and her partners. This was followed by research by Christine Haystcock, associate professor of surgery at the University of New Jersey. She measured breast movements of women running on treadmills. Sought out by bra manufacturers for her expertise, she advocated wide bottom bands for extra support and firm straps that minimize breast bouncing. Renelle Bratton, a Montana hairdresser, struggled to contain her double D-sized breasts while playing racquetball and volleyball. Unable to interest mainstream bra manufacturers, she collaborated with freelance apparel designer Heidi Fisk and founded NL Incorporated. After considerable lobbying, she persuaded Oprah Winfrey in 2001 to try her bra. This led to very positive reviews in O, the Oprah magazine, an appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and a huge surge in orders. Now women openly wear their sports bras on dog walks and jogs, and all track and field sports feature women wearing their branded sports bras. The most common sports bra is basically designed like a tank top with the bottom half cut off. Other designs use gel and water pads, silver fibers, and airbags. A stitchless bra was made, molded, and compressed and shaped. And compressed bra is designed to push and tighten the chest to reduce movement and bounce. Other bras are knitted in circular patterns, giving varying stretch and support and reducing irritation by drawing perspiration away from the skin. Just imagine how much NIL money Brandy Chastain would have made by revealing her sports bra to 100,000 fans at the Rose Bowl and a national TV audience. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.